Australian Survivor.
Survivor New Zealand.
Survivor.
Survivor. Survivor.
21 South Africans. 12 ordinary Australians.
16 New Zealanders.
Winter Federal.
Swammerheist.
£1 million.
Million euro.
Million shekels.
1 million rubles.
Adventure of a lifetime. Hello everyone, Shannon Gus here, getting you ready for our week 5 part 2 X interviews. We did already release part 1 a couple of days ago. Spoiler alert, that was Nick, because obviously that was just such a big moment and just such an important X interview for the community that I didn't want to wait, wanted to release that one by itself. And now we do have an exit interview with the great Dirty Harry, one of my favorites. So happy to talk to him, but so sad that he's out of the game. We did not get an exit interview with Lockie, because in case you haven't heard, he is the Bachelor, and he's doing Bachelor things. And I know I said I wanted every All-Star exit interview, and I didn't see why we couldn't get that. I'm not even mad at it, because it's just like such a crazy reason to lose a podcast guest, so... Unfortunately, we don't have that content for you, but there will be a lot of Bachelor content with Lockie as the Bachelor. Think about that sentence. It is some crazy stuff. But until then, we do have a great chat with Dirty Harry, the cockroach himself. So I hope you guys enjoy, and I will see you on the other side. Harry, I'm so, so upset about what happened this week and what happened to the Rascals.
Why are you upset?
Because I lost...
all your favorites.
Yeah, 2/3 of the Rascals. Lockie became the Bachelor. Thank you for coming on the exit interview. Lockie ditched yesterday to be the Bachelor. So I just want to thank you for being here.
Yeah, the next adventure to go on.
Yeah, well, this has been a rough one. Let's talk about what's on everyone's mind. The advantage. Not giving it over. give us your point of view on that.
All right, so... I don't know, going into it... you have to understand that the Vakama group had become incredibly close, like really, really tight. And I don't think that was really, like, I don't think it really came across just how friendly we were and how much fun we were having. And that really factored into a lot of decisions. I mean, the choice to get rid of Matt Rogers was partly because I was really enjoying the bond that I had with these players. So it's sort of a testament to social game. But as for the advantage, we couldn't be sure whether giving it to Nick would mean that the entire Makuta was protected and everyone would simply go to another challenge before merge. So basically the risk was I play it and essentially we just defer the immunity, and then Nick and myself are the two on the chopping block of the next one anyway, where I could go home. So at the time, it was a very savage choice, and I do regret it, to be honest. Like, I think I played with a bit of fear, and that's not something I normally do. Normally, I just sort of throw myself into things when I think that they make sense. And in that case, I think I was a bit afraid, and I regret not giving him the advantage, because in hindsight, I think it was a good idea, regardless of the outcome, to just roll the dice.
So, assumedly, you know, production isn't giving you information on this unprecedented advantage. What are your thoughts on that? Because, like, that's decided quite a bit of the season, and it's a production thing, which is weird to me.
Yeah, it's interesting in that it's one of those non-elimination episodes, which is typically sort of thrust upon the players by production, but in this case, it was sort of thrust into my hands.
Mm-hmm. You became a producer. You should get a credit.
I did. I should get producer credits. Mm-hmm. It was weird, though, because while the advantage was useful, the biggest power that it had was bluffing with it, because I went into the flick vote basically saying that, like, I have this power, and if I want, I can tell someone with complete honesty that me and Shawnee aren't going home. And that's the sort of thing that just incites fear in other players. Like, if Harry's going, I have this advantage, Shawnee and Harry aren't going home because it's that powerful, like, what could it be? And so I think the ironic thing is that its greatest power came from bluffing with it. And maybe that's part of why I thought not to play it. But yeah, it was weird that it was sort of just put into my hands and the non-elimination episode was sort of thrust into my control. And it was weird because I had no idea whether they would have merged at 13 or still at 12. I'm pretty sure they would have merged at 13.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, I don't see that as being the sliding door moment, because from what I know, Lee and Sean never intended on flipping early on, and so it would have been 7-6 still. There might have been options, who knows, but we were still against the odds. Whereas I think Phoebe sort of losing the idol to David, David being great and like actually managing to grab it himself on top of the Matt Rogers vote was probably the two moments that really defined this mid-game.
Yeah, well, I mean, I get Phoebe and David, and I get how that screwed you. But why Matt Rogers? Why is that something you look back on as a mistake or a defining moment?
I don't really look on it as a mistake because, honestly, I think that I was being voted out around 10 regardless. I know that Lockie and Brooke intended to vote me out the second that they had any authority in the game, and I'm sure Matt Rogers would have had quite minimal use for me after he had his whole crew back together. So I think either way, I was in a pretty tight spot. But not going with Matt Rogers was certainly defining, because that would have reshaped the entire endgame. I mean, you're looking at Lockie and Brooke possibly being voted out pre-merge, going into it with Dave and Matt as these big figures, and whether they would have teamed up or whether they would have gone after each other would have really changed things up. It would have been just a whole different dynamic, because you've got two different alphas in there and you've got people scrambling in very different ways.
Yeah, I mean, you seem to think, and on Reddit still seem to think, that had you gone back to another tribal council in Vakama, it would have been your head on the chopping block. What gave you that indication?
Yeah. So it was really a matter of who AK wanted to go with. You had me and Shawnee that were like sort of a duo. You had Lockie and Brooke who were a duo, and AK really had to go with what he wanted. So unless I was able to pull him over and vote out Lockie, I don't think I was going through to the merge, because I think Shawnee was playing such a good social game as well that people didn't necessarily want to target her. So I think I was next on the chopping block.
Were you like kind of, did it help you at all to think that AK had saved that advantage for you? Did that give you an indication that maybe you were a bigger part of his plans, or he just wanted that for merge and would have worked around it had you gone to another Vakama tribal?
I think that AK thought that the advantage was a lot more useful and powerful than what it was. What wasn't really shown from that tribal was that close to voting, Shawnee and AK both kind of found out that I had this advantage, and I kind of bluffed a bit of its power to AK because I was really trying to work out whether to play it or not. And I did imply to Shawnee that neither of us would go home if I used it. So I think he figured he keeps me, which keeps the advantage, which means that regardless of the numbers, we have a shot going into merge because we have some sort of ability to swap things up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and I do think that, I don't know, I have to talk to AK about which side he would go on, because I think that's kind of an interesting thing, but I'm a little bit hardened by the fact that at least he kept your advantage. So there's, I don't know, maybe he would have worked for you there. But to talk about David, so what got lost in translation? You know, Brooke and Shawnee come back from the reward. They say that Nick is on the bottom, and you know that clearly. But what we saw was Nick saying to Shawnee, like, Dave's running the show, and then Dave comes and tells you guys he's on the bottom. So what were you thinking with those pieces of information if they were delivered to you?
oh, Dave's a liar, no doubt. but the thing is, like, sometimes you just have to work with that. I mean, you look at me and Luke from season 4, like, Luke voted for me, and I voted for Luke, and we were both lying to each other. But then, as soon as it became strategically viable, we worked together. And it wasn't because of some social bond. It wasn't because of us really getting along better than others. It was simply because it made perfect sense strategically. And so we knew Dave was very, like, very sketchy, but it did still make sense for him to go with this plan, because the five of us were essentially offering him a vote for whoever he wanted. Whereas on the other side, you had people like Mo who wanted to be in charge, and Shan who can be a bit flaky if you're not giving her what she wants. So with us, he essentially just had minions, which is what people want in Survivor. So we offered up Shan, which is exactly what they nominated. And to me, it made a lot of sense. I mean, you take out Shan, which means that Lee is a free agent. He probably goes to Dave and Zach. Shan is one of the only people that had gone against Zach that was still in the game. She voted him to exile. She also bailed on a plan that would have helped Zach. And there was just quite a few other reasons where it just made sense. And so even though they were definitely on the opposition, like, it made the most sense to appeal to those two.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. But yeah, Dave's doing his own thing. What are your thoughts on him saying that he wants to vote you out so he can play the most consecutive days, which is a stat he made up, a category he's just made up?
Yeah, he made a new record. No, I don't really believe that. I think he just wanted me out because I was one of the people that was really able to maybe threaten him. And I did know his complete game, whereas other people didn't know his complete game from season four. So I think it was just a matter of him wanting me gone so that he could retain control. And I respect that, like, if that was the answer that he gave, because it's a game, and some people get taken out before the time, some people get taken out because they're players.
Yeah, I mean, going to that last vote where you unfortunately get voted out, Lee and Zach are painted as the swing votes going for Jackie. What was part of that plan?
So it's not been entirely shown throughout the series, but Jackie and Zach never really saw eye to eye, and they were sort of trying to work out ways to maybe target each other, and on top of that, just socially, they just didn't get along. And so it made a lot of sense to vote out Jackie for those two, because you vote out someone who probably isn't going to be running with you when you get down to seven, and on top of that, you're just going to be having a better time around camp if you do. So this Makuta 7 still retains the numbers, even if they skim off the top one of their own. And if Lee and Zach were to do it, they'd be getting rid of someone that's possibly going to backstab them down the line. So to me, it made a lot of sense. And I think to Lee and Zach, it did make a lot of sense as well. They just weren't really ready for that commitment yet because they couldn't see how it transitioned for them for the rest of the game.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, you seem to know you're getting votes, and in the voting confessionals, your whole alliance is basically like, this isn't going to work. But we did see you and Shawnee in the challenge kind of talk about the hope that they would maybe go for one of AK or Brooke instead, but you obviously didn't vote against each other, and you're all beautifully holding hands at the vote. Did you consider turning on each other at that point?
Look, I'll say it like this. I'd had my game where I'd been playing a bit savage. Like, I voted for Shawnee to go to exile. I hadn't given Nick my advantage. And I guess if I learned anything by the very end, it was that it wasn't worth it to make those choices. So I was quite happy just supporting my crew and staying solid with my crew, because I would rather push for my plan, because if I don't believe in my plan, then why should these people on the other side flip?
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. What about, like, just to go back to your relationship with AK, just more broadly, we see a lot of scenes of you guys, you know, you're like the mirror image of each other in terms of, like, these snakes, but you're also, you know, sizing each other up, and you know that the other one is threatening because you're threatening. So what were your long-term plans for someone like an AK had you had the numbers and the power?
Yeah, I always wanted to work with AK. I was very sad when he was on the other side. So it was very cool to finally be able to work with him. But it was weird going into Valkyrie at the start, because once you've got these pre-established alliances, I wasn't sure whether I was just going to be cut. So it took a while for me to actually gain some trust, and it took AK a while to gain my trust. But once it was there, he was one of my top people. And I doubt that I would have backstabbed him at any point before, like, Final Five.
Yeah, I mean, looking at someone like a Sean and a Zach who you work with on Makuta, you seemed on the original Makuta to have a lot of relationships across the aisle. Did you see that as true in part of your game?
Yeah, I was definitely trying to play the social game. And so I think you see that the best when Zach was definitely on the bottom, like his mm-hmm. best friends in Henry and Michelle had been voted out. And it seemed quite straightforward that maybe he would be the next to go. But I was usually the one to come and try and talk to the people that were on the bottom and try and see if I can pick them up. And that was part of why I wanted to vote Shawnee instead of Zach going to exile, because if there was some sort of challenge where only one came back, I wanted to be able to appeal to both of them. Like, if Zach comes back, I go, look, I didn't even vote for you. If Shawnee comes back, I can just apologize and make it up to her because we already had a bit of a bond. So I fully intended to work with Zach from the start. I was trying to sort of pull him over to my side. And Sean I liked as well. We got along very well socially. We were both sort of people that liked to work a lot around camp, early risers. It was just unfortunate that the exile twist actually sort of put a spanner in the works for a lot of things for me, because I was just about to try and start working with Sean when it sort of all got into a bit of a kerfuffle. And then by the time we managed to get back, she was sort of in a different position. She already had a good alliance and she's great friends with Mo, so mm-hmm. I didn't really have the chance to pull her over.
Yeah, that's been a hard one. The Mo-Shan relationship has been quite defining, I think. So I saw on your jury villa, you seem to think like this is really the end of your Survivor journey, but you had just been voted out. A few months later, do you still want to play again or still no?
Yeah, look, I think if you ask me down the track, if there's quite a lot more seasons of Australian Survivor under the belt, I think that maybe I would consider it. For now, I'm quite happy to sort of sit back and enjoy maybe some newbie seasons or watch some new characters be fleshed out, because I think that's what's most exciting about Survivor is seeing new characters.
Yeah, just last question. As someone who, to this point, played the most consecutive days, we'll see what Dave does, but how hard was that to go back? We know you got engaged in the middle, obviously physically, emotionally, mentally, for the people that went back-to-back and you played the most days in season 4, I imagine that was really tough.
Yeah, it's yuck. It's just straight up yuck. So what I will say is, if you're ever a Survivor player that plays once and gets asked to play the next season, say no, say maybe later, because it's pretty rough. And you're sort of starting to see it really now, like where Dave's sort of breaking down physically. I sort of had some mental problems in terms of like just getting through the days. It was starting to become a real struggle. It's just so hard. It was a 6-week transition and you're playing for longer than that.
Yeah.
So it's not an ideal situation. Survivor's very tough on everything. So to do it twice was very difficult.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, big respect, Rascals for life. This has been a really bad week, but hopefully it gets a little better for at least Shawnee carrying the Rascals flag. But thank you so much for coming to chat about your game on the podcast.
No problem. Anytime, Shannon.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye, Shannon.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey everyone, there you have it. Hope you enjoyed both individual exit interview podcasts this week. Again, sorry about Lockie, but I really do feel like I had no control over that. And aside from just finding them another bachelor, that one was pretty much out of my hand. So I hope that you guys enjoyed this X interview. I hope that you've checked out the recap with Mike Bloom. That was almost 3 hours. It should have dropped already. So much fun with that one. I always love chatting to Mike. Next week, we will have Tessa. Talking Tribal is happening. I think I forgot to actually plug that on the recap. We had Maddie Wahlberg on this week. So I hope you guys are checking out all the content. Thank you so much to everyone for listening. It is greatly appreciated. And I will see you next week. Bye.
Survivors. 21 South African, 12 ordinary Australians. 16 New Zealanders. £1 million.
Million pounds.
Million.
Tribe.
The adventure of a